News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
A federal trade court on Wednesday blocked Donald Trump from imposing sweeping tariffs on imports. And David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian, joins us now. Good morning to you, David. Firstly, they blocked this on the basis that he said Congress should have power to negotiate trade, not the president. But he said that this was a national emergency, and that's what's sort of in question here, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. He was using a law dating back to 1977 and claiming this was an emergency and he could use emergency powers effectively. From the start, many critics argued that's not the case. There is no emergency here, and this power rightly belongs to Congress. And a court in New York, a relatively obscure court, really, that called the Court of International Trade, agreed with those critics. Three judges, including one appointed by Trump, said, you know, he does not have the authority to impose these tariffs. And it's a major blow to Donald Trump's entire second term economic agenda.
Yes. And indeed, an embarrassment for him if he has based his agenda on this tool that is tariffs and is now being told he can't use them. How much attention do you expect to see Donald Trump pay to this ruling?
Oh, I'm waiting any moment now for a tirade on social media. You know, he likes to take to Truth Social, his platform, at these moments. And we've already had a preview from Stephen Miller, his, you know, very loyal White House Deputy Chief of Staff, who wrote, quote, the judicial coup is out of control, and other White House critics as well. The familiar pattern here is, you know, Trump has actually suffered a lot of defeats in court far, just 4 months in. And he and his allies always claim the judges are on the side of Democrats and the deep state.
Yeah. And there have been judges arrested, and certainly he has tried to undermine the authority of the courts. Is that what we are going? I mean, we were discussing this here in Marconi Towers. And is that what we're going to see unfold during this presidency? A standoff coming down the line between Trump and the courts, and then people will have to decide which side they are on, whether they're on the side of the Constitution of America or whether they're on the side of Donald Trump?
Sadly, yes, I think that's very possible. You know, this is an important guardrail in American democracy. Congress has so far, you know, really failed to do its duty in holding Trump to account. And of course, that's full of Republicans who are loyal to him. The courts, however, have proved robust. And, you know, for people worried about American democracy, it's been a healthy sign so far. Even judges appointed by Trump have often ruled against him. And yes, he may well try to escalate this fight, you know, insulting judges, calling for them to be impeached. And so on. And the public may have to choose, including in next year's midterm elections.
And maybe lastly, David, does Trump have any wriggle room here to ignore this ruling? Or you know, if we were in normal times, what would you expect to happen next?
Well, the White House has already said it's going to appeal this decision. And it has a few days before it's meant to stop these tariffs. The battle may go all the way to the Supreme Court, where, of course, there are some Trump appointees. But again, they have defeated him sometimes. And yeah, we have also seen Trump try to ignore court rulings. No one quite knows whether he will try that this time and you know, what would happen if he does.
Very lastly and briefly, does he have the potential to get Congress to back his tariffs and sort of circumnavigate this court ruling?
Yeah, you know, he could try that. There are, you know, Republicans do control both the House and the Senate. And so far, they've been very loyal to him and in enforcing his will. But that would be a long, slow, laborious process, as would other avenues to try and pursue these tariffs. So it really undermines his attempt to, you know, bargain with all these countries for trade deals, which was, you know, part of the supposed leverage of announcing these in the first place.
Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is David Smith there, the Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.